talking about setting up a microphone, but then I saw there's no elevator. It's five flights up. And this is also a kavana. Why? To get to Torah, there's no elevator. There's no automatic. Lo yagata mitzosi al tama. You climb another stair, till you get to the top. Okay, b'shus the Rosh Hashiva, b'shus the Mashgiach, b'shus the Rosh HaKoylel, b'shus the Magid Ishir, and kol ha'kula kodesh hazeh. I'm going to try to express myself in English as good as I can. We're now in Aseres Yemei HaTshuva, 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom HaKippurim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to do tshuva, to be mesaken. And who doesn't need to be mesaken? We all are human beings. Ke'ein tzadik boretz ashayase toiv lo yechto. Lachas kama v'kama, that we're far from the madregas from tzadik. But this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'roi v'rachma v'chasodav gave us days that we can do tshuva, and especially on the holiest day of the year, Yom HaKippur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem letayer etzchem mikol chatoiseichem lifnei Hashem titharu. I always say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, begs to us, listen children, Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, if you fast and you daven, I promise that the day is mechaper together with tshuva. But if I promise that you're going to have a kapara, why not? Lifnei Hashem titharu, be matar l'shem shemaim. I promise a kapara, but put in your utmost to be matar and to change and to renew yourself. I want to bring up a thought. We're talking over here about the yeshiva, Talmid HaChachamim, Baruch Hashem, bochurim that want to learn, that want to be misamig, that want to think about what they're doing. There's a meridik word about Aseres Yemei HaTshuva. What's the meaning of Aseres Yemei HaTshuva? The Sfas Emes says in a place, and in Rosh Hashanah, says a gewaltige thought. He says, we know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says, Basora Mamorois Nivra Oilam. The world was created Basora Mamorois. V'aloi b'mamar echad yochal yiboreis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to create the world with mamar echad. Ele los eschar letzadikim shemekayim nesu'oilem basorem amores v'los es onish l'rishum shema'abdu nesu'oilem basorem amores. The sorem amores are the 10 tinoiris, the 10 sources of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mechadosh the bria. And it says, in Medrash it says, and it says for the Baal Shem Tov, it says for other tzadikim, La'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav b'shamayim. The words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a one-time mamar. It's a continuating asora mamoras that is mechaye debriye va'ata mechayes kulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chiyas to the world every second. Chaz v'chalila, if he would stop, the whole world would be chorban oilam. And same thing goes to our life. We say Al Chayena Amsurim Bayadecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds our life, and Chaz v'Chalila, let's go. We lose it. So Basura Mamores Nivra Oilam. And in every year in Rosh Hashanah, we're saying Ze Hayoim Chilas Masecha Zikoron Layoim Rishon. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Brias Oilam. We know, and you probably heard about it, and if not, it's important to know about it, that the Ram brings down the Medrash, that actually the world was created Chof HaYelel, 25 days in Elul. Rosh Hashanah was the day of the Bria from Adam Rishon. And that's called the Bria Se'olam, because that's when the Vayar Elokim Eskol HaAsher Oso V'hinei Toiv Ma'oid. That was the sixth day, and the Medrash says Ma'oid Ze'odom, that he's included. That's the conclusion of the Bris Shemayim V'Oretz on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Sfas Emes, every year when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mechadosh the Bria, to be mechadish, not only physically, but the rochni is, we should be able to continue going up, upwards. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 10 days, Aseres Semei HaTshuva, that in these 10 days, we need to be mesakein every gam, that chaz v'chalila, we were bechlal, rishoim, shema'abden esu'oilom, shenivra basora mamoris. So in these 10 days, we are mechadish the entire Bria and mesaken everything that was abgam chaz v'chalil and one of the sorem amores. No. People have to think about it. As Fasem says in Yisrael, we need to think. So I started making a cheshbon nefesh. We have a sorem amores and we have a sorem days. Rosh Hashanah is connected to the first mamar. What's the first mamar? It remembers the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. Gemara said there's only Teisha Vayomer. So Bereshis Nama Mamar, he except B'dvar Hashem Shemam. So Bereshis is a Rosh Hashanah. We see that the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the beginning of the Asara Mamoris, and the end are the most important days. They're the most Mekudesh, Rosh Hashanah, we do Shofar. So Bereshis, we're after Rosh Hashanah, but still, it's good to mention at least, Bereshis Nama Mamar is, why doesn't it say Vayomer? So the Bnei Yisrael brings down for the Rebbe, but the first mamar, the letters were created. The letters, the words of Lashiko was also a creation. Bereshis, he brings from the Rebbe, Bereshis, Boro Lekim S, the Oisi is from Aleph till Tov, S is from Aleph to Tov. The letters were created. So Bereshis, what does say? What does Rashi say, Bereshis? Bishvil HaTorah. That's why on Rosh Hashanah we're blowing with the shofar without words to remind the mamar of Bereshis that the weren't yet letters. There was Lamala min adibur, and the Sadi Gaon says that ki shofar reminds us the mamar of Matan Torah. V'cholom roim es akoyles, they hear the voices. The koyla shofar hoylich v'chozok, that's Rosh Hashanah. And then goes along the Sarah Mamores. Now we get to Yom Kippur, because we're preparing for Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? What mamar is Yom Kippur? So there's a few days in Medrash how to count the Sarah Mamores. One mamar, the Medrash says, that the 10th mamar from the Sarah Mamores is Vayomer Elohim Nase Odom Betzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. This is the Mamar Asir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nase, let's create Odom, the human, the Odom, let's create Nase Odom Betzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. So we have a Cheshma Nefesh that Yom Kippur is Keneged, the 10th Mamar, Nase Odom. Meaning that on Yom Kippur we need to be mesakein the mamar nasa odom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So what is the meaning? What do I need to do to be mesakein? What has that got to do with me? So there's a meiridik avor that we need to remember, not only a series of miyachuvah. We need to remember every day of our lives. Every day, as a child, as a bochar, as a yingaman, as a wherever you are, remember that Nasa Odom. The Yismach Moshe says, we know Rashi asks and the Medrash asks, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Nasa Belushan plural, Lushan Rabim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayivra Lekim Esa Odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him alone. So Rashi says, Nasa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with the Malachim to show the Midif and Anovim. Yismach Moshe says, Agvaltike Rayin, Agvaltike thought. He says, the only, let's call them animal, that was created in the Bria, that wasn't created the way when he was born, he was a finished product, is the human. All animals were created, the day he's born, he's an eagle, he's a shor, he's a seh, he can only gain pounds, that's it. The only human being that was created a nefesh, but he wasn't created yet a perfect, a mushlem dikazach, is the Adam. Adam, Ayar Peri Yivala, he's created like a wild animal without midas. He has to work on himself. He's not born an Adam. He's born with a potential to be an Adam. He has a potential to be Adam. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say now to Adam? HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to each and every one of us. And he didn't say Nasa Anoshim. Nasa Adam Baloshin Yochid. He talks to Reuven, he talks to Shimon, he talks to Levi, he talks to Yehuda, talks to everyone, and he says, I beg you, Nasa Adam, me and you together will create the Adam that's within you. Let's together work together. I will create you with the potential to be an Adam. But if you won't participate, if you won't take part in the Bria, then you will not be an Adam. You will be an animal. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Naseh Adam, we know the Ramah Mipana says a very deep thing. In Lashon Kodesh, to tell you to do something, and a promise has the same wordings. You say, Nasa Adam, please, let's make a man. You say, Nasa, we will create. He says, that's the meaning in every mitzvah. The Torah says, Lo yiseichlu kol nevayle, it's a warning. Lo yiseichlu kol nevayle, don't eat nevayle, but it's also a promise. If you want, Lo yiseichlu kol, you won't eat nevayle, I'll help you. That's the ezer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nasa Adam, let's create the Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to each and every one of us. This is not a one-time saying, as we said. Dvar Hashem Yokum Le'olam. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzchi, His words are eternal, you say. It's forever. It's Nitzchi is Dik. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls upon us and it says, Naseh Adam. Me and you together, let's create the Adam Shebecha. And when we have a Muhammad with the Yetzer Hara, we need to hear, we need to quiet all the noises of Olam Hazeh, all the telephones and all the shtusim and all avolim, and be quiet. We should be able to listen to the Koyl Hashem Choytzev Lahavis Aish that begs us and says, Nasa Adam, let's together create the Adam. I once thought, or we could say, a Meridike Remes, that we see on every creation in Masa Bereshis, it's a Viyara Lekim Kitoiv. On Adam, it was created in the sixth day, Friday, it was Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say, it says Vayara Lekim Eskolar Asher also Vinei Tev Moed. But we mentioned the Medrash, that the Medrash says that in the Tev Moed is included also the Adam. Because Moed is the same letters of Adam. They say, B'Shem, Rabban Belzer, he said a beautiful thought. He says, why does it say Vayara Lekim Es Adam Vinei Tev? So he says what we mentioned before. Adam is not yet toiv. Vayar Elokim is kol ashes also vine toiv ma'oid. Ma'oid is the tzirif and other. It depends on you. If you will use the entire bria, vayar Elokim et kol asher also, if you going to use the entire bria to toiv, to learn Torah, ain't toiv el Torah, then you're going to turn around the letters from ma'oid to the letters of Adam. But it depends on you. If you won't, it's going to stay Ma'oid, it's not going to be Adam. So I thought of Remes, how does Torah Shabbat Balpei begin? What is the first letter from Torah Shabbat Balpei? First Mishnah, Mesechtas Brochas, May Eimasai Koyren Shema. It's a mem, an open mem, May Eimasai, right? Mem. How does the last word of Mishnayas, Torah Shabbat Balpei, finish? Loimotza Kodish Baruchu Klimachzik Brochali Israel Ella Sholom Shenemer Hashem Oizlam Yitan Hashem Yavurchas Amoy Vasholoim. How does it end Vasholoim? With also a mem, but a closed mem, a mem stuma. What is the difference between Ma'oid in Adam? They're the same letters, but in Ma'oid, the mem is in the beginning, so it's a mem psuche. In Adam, the mem goes to the end and it becomes a mem stuma. When you start learning, you should remember Mei Mesaiker, not the Zemem is Psucha. It's still open, it's Me'oid. It's not yet Odom. But if you learn Torah, you don't stop to learn Torah, is Basholoim a Mem Stuma. Then you can become an Odom. How wonderful are the words of the Zera Kodesh, it says, Bechol Doir V'Doir, Chai V'Odom Liris Asatz Mekili Yotzim Mitzrayim. What's the Mitzrayim in our generation? He says, if you look in the words of Mitzrayim, you see it begins with an open mem, and it ends with a closed mem. And in the middle, what do you got? Yetzer. He says, that's a remez on learning Torah. The Torah begins with a me'im, a sekoir, and a shema, and it ends b'sholom with a mem stuma. How do you say the word mem? The letter mem, not the word. Mem. There's no afsoka in the middle. To show you when you start learning, you don't stop. When you eat, and when you drink, and when you sleep, you should have koyach to learn Torah. You learn Torah while you eat and while you sleep. Because that's our goal. And it's only that should gain koyach. He says, Mitzrayim, that's the problem. The Yetzer goes in within the two mems. Between the mem psuche, he wants us to stop learning. And we need to tear out that Yetzer Hara and connect these two mems. So we know the Cheshbon HaNefesh of Yom Kippur, which is the 10th day, Keneged the Ma'amar Asir, V'yomer Elokim Na'asa Odom, that we need to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Ribbono Shel Olam did his part. He gives us health. He gives us back the Neshama every morning. He gives us everything we need. What about our part of the deal? How much do we put in this business of Na'asa Odom? I always say, Ribbono Shel Olam, okay, I took out more than I invested, that's why you're a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm only Pinchas Friedman. But we still need to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. He gives us a hand, but we still need to make a Cheshbon, and that's the Zman for Yom Kippur. That is Zman for Yom Kippur, that we leave everything of Olam Hazeh. We're not eating, we're not drinking. To show how do we feel when we don't get what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. How we take for granted every day. I once explained that there's the Gemara in Shabbos, that what is the Yom Kippur, the meaning of fasting? Fasting one day gives already a kapara. Pasuk pshat is it's pain, but it's only one day. But the Pasuk says, You should pain your nefesh. It doesn't say your body. It says, what's the idea? The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that there was a ger that came to Shammai and said, Lamdeini kol haTorah kula kishanoim edal regel achas. Teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one foot. It means that he wanted to have the Yisoidus HaTorah. So Shammai was a sharp captain. He says, Doch for Bamas Abinyan, what are you drawing your cup? There's no such a thing. You need to learn, sit and learn. He came to Hillel. Hillel says, I'll give you the basics. Ma daloch sana lechavrach leis, ve'afta l'racha kamoichu. Zukul HaTorah kila ve'afta l'racha kamoichu. And all the Mepharshim are asking, what's the pshat v'afta l'racha kamoichu? You know, Rashi says it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But shivim panim l'Torah. I thought we can explain it, that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us from a guf and a neshama. That's why the only creation that was included of two parts is Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Esodom Ofer Men Adoma. First, he made the Ofer Men Adoma, that was the body. Vayifach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim Vayidom Lenefesh Chaim. So we know that just like the body has Ramach Evrim Ishesog Gidim, the Neshama Horochnis also has Ramach Eivar Mishasa Gidim. And just like the body needs food, nourishment, in order we should stay alive, so does the Neshama, the Chelik Alekai Mimal, needs nourishment. What's the nourishment of the Neshama? Ramach Mitzvahis Eser, Keneget Ramach Eivarim, and Shasa Mitzvahis Lois Eser, Keneget Shasa Gidim. If somebody stops eating, he's dying. If somebody stops doing mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim, he loses his neshama rochnis. Maybe he stays with the neshama, with the nefesh, but he goes out of chazal chalila, we shouldn't know. But he needs food, he needs nourishment. So why don't we feel the hunger of the neshama? Because we're goof. Unfortunately, we're goof. He asks, why do you go learn? He says, because I want to give something for the neshama. Because you feel your ani is the goof. The neshama is, you know that there's a neshama and I want to give him as well. But when we're talking about Tanoim like Hillel Anasi, his being was the neshama. The goof was only somebody, a kli that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created to be Malbish the neshama. How do we see that? We know that Talmidim, Hillel was a Rosh Hashiva as well. He came to his Talmidim. Talmidim asked, Rebbe, where are you going? He says, I'm going to do chesed with my goof. I need to feed him. So that means that he was the neshama. The goof was somebody, another human, another being that I need to feed him because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. Where do we see it as well? When Hillel was still, before he was a Nasi, before he was still a Talmud in Yeshiva like you guys, and he heard that Shmayev Avtalion is giving a shir, and he came and he said, let me in, I don't have money, and the shamans didn't let him in. What did he do? He went on the roof, and he listened, and he heard Shmayev Avtalion learning. He didn't feel, his neshama was in Besamedrish. He heard Shmayev Avtalion asking a kasha and answering a teretz. He didn't feel that his body is being covered with snow. He forgot all about the body that he so much cared for because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. Because his entire being was the neshama. Until he was revived, almost before he died. That's what's Hillel. He's doing a chesed with the goof. How far are we from this madrega? But we need to remember, Meir v'Rabbeisai, that just like we feed the goof, we need to feed the neshama. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ve'ya'avta l'reyacha kamocha. You should love your friend just like yourself. And who is a better friend like the neshama that's keeping you alive? Ani Hashem, that's the chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Hillel told him. You want to know Yisod Kol HaTorah Kila? Yisod Kol HaTorah Kila is Ve'ya'avta l'reyacha kamocha. Just like you need to eat, just like you need to feed the goof, and you give him all kind of goodies, and you're never satisfied, you need to give rochnias, you need to give Torah and mitzvahs for the neshama. So I thought, it comes Yom Kippur, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? He talks to us, everything, the mitzvahs, is all eitzes that he says, the Zohar HaKadosh. He says, you guys, listen, one day don't eat. You eat every day, three times a day. I know you don't eat any more than that, but some people do. Nash between, and buy a soda, buy this. You eat, and then one day you don't eat. After a few hours, you look already to watch. When is you hurt? When is this man? When did you fast out? What happened? You gave to the body all year long. One day, gevalti yishrigin. Every 2 hours, okay, you're davening, you're davening. The Kaddish Baruch Hu says, v'imnisa mesnafshes seichem. I want you to feel along with your nefesh, what your nefesh feels all year. How hungry he is. You give him, you throw him a piece of food over there, and learning a half an hour, Baruch Hashem, I learned already. Feel along what the nefesh feels all year long. That's the idea of Yom Kippur. That's the idea of Na'asa Adam. To participate and make a cheshma nefesh. How much did I take part in creating the Adam? And we'll take another Nois of Yom Kippur, and with this we'll finish off. There's another thing we're doing Yom Kippur, the Hazoyas for Kohen Gadol, the sprinkling of the dam for the Kohen Gadol. So it's mentioned all over the Piyut, and it's mentioned in the Mishnah, and it's learned from a Pasuk. What did he do when he came with the Kodesh Kodeshim? He was makrav his carbon, the carbon from the Tzibur. Achas lemalo v'sheva lamata. One, upwards, and seven downwards. What's the meaning of achas lamala sheva lamata? If we're mentioning so many times, it means it's important. So we have the hesber, two hesberim that we're gonna mention, and it all connects. We have first the hesber from the Maral. The Maral Meprak says in Drashas Maral, Shabbos Shuva, he says with the yesoid that he uses so many times, The Medrash says, "Bezois Yovo Yaharna LaKodesh." When he goes in the Yom Kippur in Kodesh Kodeshim, the Medrash says, "Bezois Bischus Amilus Shneimar Zois Berisi." Ubischus HaToyre Shneimar Vezois HaToyre. So the Maral explains what he saw that he mentioned so many times. The number 7 symbolizes Derech HaTeva. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world of Teva in the Shiva Yimei Bereishis. Shabbos was Menucha, that's also a creation. The Menucha is also part of the Bria. So the number 7 symbolizes the Olam HaTeva. The number 8 is Lamala Min HaTeva, because it's above 7. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah from Bris Mila. Mila, you're not born with the Gemalot. Why? Because he wants to show that we need to rise above the Teva. And by Mekayim Mitzvah Mila on the 8th day, after 7 days, we rise, we have the Koiches Lamala Min HaTeva. And he mentions Torah as well. Torah is also Lamala Min HaTeva. Why? Because if you look in the Medrash, the first piece of Medrash Rabbah, Bereishis Boro Elekimus Hashamayim V'Sa'oretz, the Medrash says every contractor, building contractor, looks in a plan before he builds the house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also looked in a plan. What's the plan? That's the Torah. Bo'oy Raiso is takel kitche berichi Boro Olma. And the Medrash says, Bereishis. The Torah says, Bereishis, with the Torah that's called Bereishis, Boro Lekim Asa Shamayim V'Soretz. So when we learn Torah, Moira V'Raboisai, we can rise above the Teva, because the Teva was created with the Torah. And this is important to remember. Baruch Hashem, you're in Yeshiva. You have a Zchus, Rish Yeshiva, Meshgichim, Lom the Torah, Magdishirim. Take advantage, because it doesn't last forever. You need to take that along a life. The minute we see that from experience, Tamid HaChomim, Bocharim that we're learning, the minute you stop learning Torah, your connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets weaker and weaker, Chas V'Shalom. Because the only way that we can rise above the Teva, the only way that we can fight the temptations of the Olam HaTeva, which is unbearable, is only by learning Torah, which is above the Teva. If we're not learning Torah, we're falling in the Teva. The Shem Mishmo brings down Hashem, the Rebbe of Alexander. He said, why is it called Olam HaTeva? Because Teva is Meloshon Toiveya. If you don't learn how to swim, you drown. And I say, how do you swim? You learn how to swim. You keep your head out and your hands out. You keep your teva, but your head, your Torah, your thoughts, your mitzvahs, your hands, whatever you do, needs to be out of the water, out of the teva. That's the only way you're not going to drown. The Zohar HaKadosh says, there's a Zohar HaKadosh, that when Avraham Avinu went down, Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Vayeru, if you'd base on the base, Avraham Avinu, before he went down to Mitzrayim, he binded himself with a string on top. He shouldn't fall down. Like when somebody goes to a deep bar, if he wants to get out, he needs to tie himself with a string, a strong string. What is the string? Kechelik Hashem Amoy Yaakov Hevel Nachlosoy. It's the string, is the Torah, the only way we can stay above the temptations and the Yetzer Horas and the telephones and all the treif and the zakim that we have in this world, that we, when the Yetzer Hora makes us feel that we cannot survive another minute, is only when we're not connected to the Torah. If we're connected to the Torah, is Achas Lamala, says the Maral. Achas Lamala is, he showed, when in the Kodesh Kodeshim, if you Klal Yisrael want to keep this Yom Kippur, if you want to keep the Kapora of Aseres Yemei all year long, it needs to be Achas. You need to be connected, one on top. This is the Torah. And Sheva, then you can be Shoilet, be Balabos on Sheva Lamata, and all in Yonah Oilem Azeh. But this is the number 7. And that's the Kapora of Yom Kippur. And that all unites and connects to one piece, to an idea of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows we have a Yetzer Hara. But we cannot fight. We cannot stop the fight. We need to fight, and in the end, we're going to be Menatzeach. How? Only by learning Torah. Barosi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Barosi Yetzirara, I created the Yetzirah, like the Mesillas Yeshorim explains, so I know the remedy, how to overcome the Yetzirara. Barosi Loi Tavlin Torah. And that's the Cheshben HaNefesh, and that's what we need to be Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim, at the end of Yom Kippur Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem Hu Elokim. No matter what, I'm always going to learn Torah, wherever I'm going to be. I'm going to be a kollel gemara, I'm going to be a businessman. I'll never, never stop learning Torah. Kaveyetam Torah. Learning Torah as much as I can, because this is the only Hevel Hatzole that will save us from drowning in the Havle Olam Hazeh. So let us finish off with a bakosha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us strength, should give us koyach. It's a very hard nisyonos. Elimola HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozre Lo Yacholoi. What we can do is throw ourselves into the depth of Torah. Another Rashba, another Ritva, another Ktsos, another Rebbe Chonon. And then we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the Raisa Kitche Baruch Hu Yitzhar Chab. And then we're going to have a tavlin to be Menatzeach the Yitzhar Hora. We should all have a Gemar Chassim Toive. And the Rabbonim should continue being Mashpia Torah Yerushalayim. And you, Bucharim, should take advantage every second. Know that you're sitting in Gan Eden Atachten, you're sitting. You will know it later, but you need to, we're asking Atachayin Alud, we should know it now. Every second, make use of it, and learn, and push away the Yitzhar Hara. Shalav Gmar Chassim Atayim, and a good Gibben Shur, and a Shnaz Gula Gibben Shur.